Hey everyone, welcome to the KBB From the Top podcast. You are with the two KBB editors, Chelsea Butler and Leslie Claggett, as we discuss the hits and highlights from KBiz 2024, which was just last week. So, as many of you know, this, giant show took place last week and had more than 41,500 attendees and more than 670 exhibitors, which was a 30% increase from 2023. More than 260 of those exhibitors were new to KBiz, which was a 40% increase from 2023 as well. So, although Leslie and I were not able to see all of them, we were able to visit with multiple exhibitors and learn about their new offerings for 2024. So, without further ado, let's get into the details.
All right.
So, Leslie, you said you were impressed by the level of innovation this year compared to last year and how it seemed guided by a genuine concern for human environmental health. So tell us about that.
Yes. Cast your mind back to 2023. I know when I do, innovation does not really ring true to me when I think about KBiz 2023. People were doing things that were novel, but did they really add to the quality of life? This year, they were doing things that added to the quality of life for human beings and a thriving environmental life as well. These are all actionable products. They might be incrementally small, but they add up and they make a substantial contribution, I think. Just in general, speaking about where these advancements were, they were in energy usage, energy monitoring, energy production. They were in living in place, longevity. And I think they were also there with the air quality and water quality this year.
All right, so I'm going to get into more specific examples and booths and stuff, and I know you're going to delve into some more of your favorites in a little bit. But we did lead a KBB West Hall tour on the second day of the show. We took about 16 design professionals to see 12 new to the show exhibitors, and they definitely didn't disappoint. We polled the attendees for the first time this year to see which were their favorite product offerings, and those are what I'm going to talk about. First off, the first booth we stopped in was Forza, and they were showing the 48-inch induction range. And I think back when it first launched, it may have been the first brand to offer that particular size in an induction range, but I know there was at least another one at the show. So maybe not the only one anymore, but certainly a standout for sure. SlateLight North America had a flexible and affordable stone product available on strips that can be applied to such things as, and these ideas were kind of coming straight from the designers who were on the tour, outdoor kitchen surfaces, for durability, and then the backs of kitchen islands. If you think about kids kicking the back of the island when they're sitting there and stuff, these particular, is an affordable offering that is actually real stone on the backside of those strips. So that was interesting and had the designers thinking about how they could use those. The favorite of the group was the OMI Smart Knob, which is where you can swap out existing range knobs with these smart options, and you can set cooking timers to turn off the stove and other things. So I guess, from what I understand, kind of not having to go out and buy a whole new system to use, like you can just, retrofit an existing range with these knobs and use the app to control them. Thrill International had residential glass chillers and sanitizers that I think were only available for the commercial market before, but now it's kind of like the perfect addition to the bar. The residential bar with everything. And they could be freestanding, built in. And again, they chill and sanitize a glass in 3 seconds. So one of the designers did ask about glass, like washing the glass, because that's a client of hers was actually looking for that. Not so much the chilling, but it sanitizes the glass, but doesn't completely clean it. So, like if it's got wine in it, it needs to be washed with something else. And then finally, another big hit on the list was Tenzo Fine Plumery. Had super eye-catching bathroom fixtures and fittings, and the big highlight was the wall-mounted tub filler. That was a big hit with the people on the tour. So back to you, Leslie. You and I were tasked with selecting some of our favorites at the show. Why don't you tell us about some of yours?
Oh, a couple of mine. Let's see here. Why don't we start out with Forno? They have invented something called a safety jack, and it is an integral gas detector. It detects any gas leaks from the stove, as well as carbon monoxide and CO2. I understand from the president of the company that this was a relatively inexpensive improvement to make, but again, it goes back to the quality of life and something that's genuinely altruistic for designers to give their clients or homeowners to purchase directly. So that was a modest innovation. A little bit larger was from LG. Their home energy platform. This is a whole home sustainability program. You begin with a set of solar panels, transformer, an energy bank. You can adapt it to power your EV or hot water heater and air handlers. And it lets the homeowner really be in control of how they consume energy and really why and when. Very far-reaching program, and I tip my hat for the holistic approach that they made. Let's see here, I'm just looking down my list here. Perhaps less altruistic, but certainly topping the list of aesthetic products is the Sita range hood from Thompson. Just a brilliant and inspiring piece of metalwork. Sita is Spanish for silk, and this range hood has the contours of a silk panel blowing in the wind. Awesome. I bow down to the artisans that created this. It's astoundingly gorgeous and well crafted. I saw it in a polished brass, and I swear it looked like 24 karat gold. It was just, and it wasn't ostentatious. It was beautiful, just beautiful.
All right, so I had a couple of, well, I mean, it's hard, it's really hard to pick favorites, and I'm like, my mind is kind of whirling from everything we saw. I remember last year, it was a lot about freestanding tubs. Like everywhere I went, there was a freestanding tub in a different material or color. I didn't see as much of that this year, and I actually don't feel like I saw as much color as in years past. And that may be because it was divided among three halls and it was just too hard to see everything. But I think you made a comment about that, Leslie, and maybe you already went over this, but you said it was more less about color this year and more about texture.
But that's the impression I got. Certainly with surfacing, Borrowed Earth Collaborative, of course, we know them for their topographical wall tiles. They're just deep contours and ridges and flowing surfaces. But it's more than what you see. It's the tactility. There's lots and lots of raised grain in their tile and stonework. And the same I noticed was true with cabinetry as well. At Egger, they've really worked hard to develop a cabinet front or a cabinet side, if you will, that has a discernible grain to the touch. Really nice job. And even with the plumbing fittings, we're still apparently in love with knurling. So there's that tactility there, just again the taking advantage of the human sense of touch.
I can't remember exact brands at this point, but I also noticed, and I think this is the right word, but I also noticed that fluting on materials is still pretty popular. Like I think it kind of started last year, and I feel like that's like kind of all the rage. And I really do like the look of that. I don't know if that's everybody's cup of tea, but I like it.
I totally agree with you. I think it's great. I saw it expanding. Not only is it not wood fluting, but it's also ribbed glass. Ribbed glass and fluted cabinets. It's all about the bump.
I did want to mention a couple more of my favorites, and those were I don't know if you call it Bemis or Bemis, but this brand is just it really got the whole, accessibility, aging in place market down for bidets. And they have one product that is not yet available on the residential market, but they're hoping that it will be within the next year or so. It's called their Empower bidet, and it doesn't eliminate a caregiver or family member, helping with a loved one, but it eliminates the need for them to do some of the really personal things that you may have to do on a bidet. I won't go into any more detail than that, but that, I just thought I never heard of anything like that before. I couldn't believe that someone could actually come up with that. And then again, something that doesn't have anything to do with accessibility and strictly aesthetics was the Kohler Components collection. And of course, if anybody went to the Kohler booth, it's kind of hard to pick just one thing. I had a lot of things in there I liked. There was something super simple in just a shower head that helps sanitize the water and get rid of particulates and things like that. I just thought, I'm surprised that's not something that's just all over the place at this point, but that was something simple. They go from the bottom up in terms of simplicity to like giant systems and things that they're doing. And of course they had their they continued the color collection this year with a series of green tubs. But what I really liked was something called the Components Collection, which was a regular kitchen faucet, a bar faucet, pot filler. I think one other thing, but the pot filler was so cool. It was kind of like an accordion, I guess. But it kind of can be put back into place in a little square, and then you can also pull it out, and it kind of looks like a snake. Kind of a serpentine shape. Thought that was really cool. Just certain little things that catch your eye. And then I visited RevaShelf, which, there are so many storage solutions. They keep coming up with stuff that you just wouldn't have thought about. And, while looking at the alternative to the Lazy Susan, and they had something in there for Tupperware storage and all those pesky lids. You never know what to do with. They had just a simple step stool storage that, it's a doohickey that I guess you put on, under the sink on the back of the cabinet door, and that's where it hangs, and it just kind of out of place. Or I think you can either put it on the back of the door, or you can pull it out from under the sink, and it's just perfect because I'm thinking about the small space in which I live. And I have to do that kind of stuff a lot where I'm like, the back of the door, I can put something there, So I just thought that was ingenious and something super simple. Just a great idea. So we might get back to exhibitors. I mean, goodness knows we saw a lot of them while we were there, but I wanted to talk about booth design instead of product for a little while. And as we know, with the booth winners, the big names were Kohler, Lapitech, Techlam. I didn't see Techlam, House of Rohl, and Caesarstone. I did visit three out of five of those, and Caesarstone definitely stood out to me with its bathroom display, which was really serene and gave a really good representation of the brand's offerings in the bath. And I remember standing there thinking, I really hope this one is up for something, and I think it won best honorable mention. But outside of the best booth winners, I noticed that there were a couple of hardware brands, including Bellwith and Amarok, that had new product displays in their booths that they had created. Which I definitely think should be noted. I mean, the booth itself is what everybody's looking at and how pretty it is and everything, but there are some definite functional elements in there that I noticed. And Bellowith, I didn't get to see the changes every day, but they changed out the hardwood offerings each day to switch up the booth look and feel, which I thought was a really cool idea. I mean, if you have the time, I think a friend of mine who was there saying that she was working on that at 9 o'clock at night, trying to change that stuff around. But I'm sure it really made, definitely made an impression on visitors to the booth. So what were your thoughts on the booths, Leslie?
I agree with you that they're in general, many of them are becoming more sophisticated spaces, less in your face and less about spectacle. Although, it's a trade show. We got to have some spectacle and some noise and some light and all singing, all dancing. But increasingly, I found brands creating a environments that reflected a quiet luxury or something that was more artistic, almost like a gallery installation. Let's see, Antonini, of course, always does that type of exhibit. But one brand that has previously, in my experience, been a little bit bolder and more theatrical, toned it down this year. And I heard several people mention this, and that brand was Cosentino.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it was well trafficked, well populated, but the environment was not as, buy this, sell this. It was, more contemplative, which that type of a break from the pace and the overall environment of a trade show is always appreciated.
And then I wanted to note a couple of them that had, that were created by designers we actually know. Matthew Quinn, he was in charge of Middleby, I'm almost positive. And I finally got to see that booth the last day, like the ninth hour. Richard A to Z, he's in the GE appliances booth, and he does Monogram or Cafe.
I think he does Monogram.
Okay. Well, one of those. The other one I'm sure was another great designer, but that space was amazing. The whole GE booth was amazing. And then Christopher Grubb, one of our editorial advisory board members, he had a tile installation in the Thompson, whether you want to call it Thompson or Thompson Traders booth. That was pretty cool. I mean, that was amazing. I keep seeing pictures from the Thompson Traders booth because of how beautiful their products are. And I keep noticing that background in there. So that was amazing. And I'm sure there were several other booths that had, that were the creation of some of the designers we know, but those are some of the ones I'm remembering.
Well, speaking of Middleby, I had a chance to chat very briefly with the very busy Martin Ballard. He has done some palette development and detail tweaking for La Cornue. And he also installed the flooring at the Middleby booth. And it's his own line, it's called Du Chateau. And it really worked well with the exterior displays where they had some pop art backdrops and then a punchy colored range. And then his floor design, Ballard's floor design, was a herringbone black and white. It was very graphic, and he told me it was his favorite pattern. Thanks, Martin.
I did see a lot of collaborations with brands and designers for product design. One that's sticking out, and I'm drawing a blank as to all of the designers who were involved, but House of Rohl and its many brands had a lot of collections that were designer created, which was nice. It's nice to see in the whole advent of artificial intelligence and what that may mean for the future, that we've still got designers out there creating these products on their own.
There's definitely something to be said for natural intelligence, not just artificial.
So outside of the exhibitors, we also had the opportunity to interview our 2023 Person of the Year, Nureed Saeed of New Interiors. We had an awesome discussion about her efforts toward DEI in the design industry, as well as her sustainability efforts. She also talked about a day in the life as an MKBA chapter president, as well as her participation in the organization's Women to Women conference. And then she also went into detail on residential segregation, which was very interesting and enlightening if you have not heard of that, which before I met her and interviewed her for the article itself, I was not aware of what that is. So that, that's going to be available on demand soon. I think all of the KBIS Next Stage sessions will be. So definitely don't miss out on seeing those and what you might have missed. Whether you attended or not, it was hard to, it was hard to see everything you would want to see. It was hard for us too, but we did our best. Anything you want to close out with, Leslie?
I did have a chance to sit at the Next Stage Theater for a brief few minutes, and I will compliment them on their comfortable chairs. That was much appreciated. But really, I'm looking forward to 2025.
Oh, and I think before you mentioned something about the outdoor area and maybe
Oh,
wanting
right.
that. Yeah.
Yes, I did manage to escape the three exhibition halls. For a brief while, I ran out and checked out the plaza. And they had, let's see here, I think there were six brands out there, including Lutron with a tiny house set up. Kucht was out there with their outdoor line. They were well represented inside as well, the hall. And a couple of cabinet folks out there, mostly displaying in a trailer. But it was, I think it's a great alternative to the halls, especially if you have an outdoor product, to see it under natural light and be able to talk about the product in its appropriate setting. It's a really great idea if you're, coming to cables with grills and outdoor cabinetry.
Yeah, the
They
weather
also had
was.
a
I'm sorry.
cornhole toss and a giant oversized beer pong set up. So there's some recreational opportunity out there too.
Yeah, I think having it a little later in February meant better weather, warmer. It was nice to actually walk from some of the halls outside,
Yeah.
instead of it being too cold. I had several people talk about the Tesla tunnels, but someone made the mistake of mentioning to me if I was claustrophobic, I might not want to do that. So I avoided it. but we were lucky enough that our hotel was pretty close to the convention center. So the walk home each afternoon was really nice. So yeah, awesome. I can't believe it's already over. It's, well, I'm sure we'll start planning on 2025, before we even know it, which will also be taking place in Vegas next year. So,
I think
anyway,
it's the same dates actually next year.
I think you're right. Yeah,
Yeah,
right
I
around
just
the same
updated our
time.
website. Yeah.
Yeah. So, record-breaking show, amazing products. Probably, in my opinion, the most successful one yet.
Great. Me too.